these times. She just kept getting goner. The sky was showing no signs of rain.
At Redmond Realty Group, we can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead in real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group in Minocqua, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis told by a judge to step down from the Georgia election interference case or remove the prosecutor and ex-boyfriend. Donald Trump's attorneys say that ruling doesn't go far enough. Both Trump and Willis could appeal. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in Atlanta.
Even though Fonnie Willis is allowed to stay on the case if she gets rid of Nathan Wade as a special prosecutor, the decision is really unkind to her. The judge writing that an outsider could reasonably think that the district attorney is not exercising her independent professional judgment, totally free of any compromising influences.
The first maritime shipment arrived off the coast of Gaza, headed by the World Central Kitchen, those pallets of food being delivered by tugboat to the shore. Russia's three-day voting period for presidential elections began today. Police in Moscow arrested a girl for allegedly pouring green paint over a ballot box and shouting pro-Ukrainian slogans. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 15 new laws cover a lot of ground, but many of them call for smaller technical adjustments that affect the Department of Natural Resources. You can buy year-long parking passes at state parks and trails, and fishers can take home fish fillets if they can prove the fish they caught meet Wisconsin's requirements for length. A bill to let more kinds of businesses own electric vehicle charging stations in Wisconsin still awaits action from the governor. Environmentalists complain the current system leaves EV owners with very few options.
They will put them where the market is to support them, not necessarily where people want to go.
Beata Wurzba is with Renew Wisconsin. Wisconsin would also get $78 million from Washington to build a network of fast-charging EV stations every 50 miles. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media. In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new song.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
By now I'd have it figured out, how not to make the easy things so hard to do. I bet that I'd be further down this road if I could read the signs that point me to the truth. I never planned on being nothing but a cowboy, but somewhere I picked up the soul guitar. Girl, all I can say is that I'm sorry if I get kinda careless with your heart. All the headlines, all the midnights, chasing all that empty, still ain't got it right. All the crazy, all the gypsy, I guess all I'm saying is forgive me if I don't know what I'm doing. I'm still learning to be human. So far I've been good at burning bridges. Strike a match and ride right out of town. Bless your me, quit me, slow me down. All the headlines, all the midnights, chasing all that empty, still ain't got it right. All the crazy, all the gypsy, I guess all I'm saying is forgive me if I don't.
Turn around. I don't know where we are, cause somebody stole the street signs. I'ma take my sweet time. Sipping on apple.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
It was always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin and complaining weren't allowed in Mamaw's house. If every night said had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summer.
Yeah.
Wilson with Wild Flowers and Wild Horses in what remains my current top country track, at least for now. Dan and Shay are nipping at the heels there with Bigger Houses. Love the message on that one. What's probably holding me back from considering Bigger Houses from just being my outright favorite is that there's no way Dan and Shay live in anything less than some pretty huge houses. And I bet they're pretty happy about it, too. Call it a guess. Call it a guess. I don't know what kind of lodging they actually have, but something tells me it's the kind of place that they would claim happiness doesn't necessarily live. Anyway, more country music coming up in just a bit, but first, we're at the first break of the 3 o'clock hour. You know what that means. At 98Q Country, it's time to talk about pets. And of course, it's the last day of the week. We'll be hearing about Getty. Getty's a 2.5-year-old black lab and collie mix. He's male, of course, neutered male. He's around 54 pounds, and he's just a good boy. He enjoys the company of other dogs and people, as well as daily walks and playtime. He'd benefit greatly from a fenced area to play in, or an active family, or both. Both would be good. He's such a good boy here at the rescue, says Catkins, and he really does deserve a new home. He's neutered, heartworm negative, current on vaccines, and microchipped. Getty is ready to go home now. Come get Getty. Applications can be submitted, head on over to www.catkinsanimalrescue.org, click Adopt, select Getty from the list, and dive into the application process for this adorable, adoptable animal. As always, thank you so much to Catkins for sending us the word on these adorable, adoptable pets. More country music, excuse me, in just a moment here from 98Q Country. I'm thinking doing the morning show and the afternoon drive is just a little bit much sometimes. I'll have to figure out how to get my voice in shape, when to time the caffeine of the day, all that good stuff. Anyway, Russell Dickerson up next on 98Q in just a moment. Warren Zeters and Chase Matthew will follow. And then a nap. That'll finish up the bottom of the 3 o'clock hour here for us at 98Q Country. Country music down the pipe in just a moment here after this.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Does this mild weather have you thinking about golf? Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sandtrap Bar and Grill. We just wanted to let you all know that the 2024 membership information is now available. We have openings on our Tuesday men's league and a few openings on our Thursday men's league. We are also looking to add a mixed/couples league on Sunday afternoons. Membership forms are available in the Pro Shop or on our website, westwoodsandtrap.com. Memberships paid in full by March 31st, 2024 will receive a credit that can be used in the Pro Shop or bar. Sandtrap Bar and Grill is currently open Thursdays through Saturdays. Stop in for a bite to eat and get your membership taken care of. So as soon as the golf course opens, you are ready to go. Golf Course Road is a short drive on County Road F off of Highway 13. See you soon.
Trusted for nearly 60 years, Phillips Medisize is a global leader in front-end design, development, and manufacturing solutions for highly regulated industries, and is a proud Lager United Booster Club sponsor.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
One more sunny spring-like day today as high temperatures hit 50 degrees. And by tonight, winds start to whip and a chance of rain and snow pushes in. And for Saturday, spotty snow showers have a chance to continue as highs only climb to the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Brand new country. Drink a watermelon moonshine. Cut the barn with a little ice. Say what you do, girl. You know I'm everything I love.
This sound is so freaking good. I love it.
98 Q Country.
Slow and sweet, just right. She's an endless all year summer. Yeah, sunshine 365. When she forgets the punchline, it still gets me every time. 'Cause I love every little.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Love you again. That's Chase Matthew here on 98Q Country. What day is it today? Well, it's the 15th of March, and we know that. But what is the 15th of March? Well, it's the 15th day in the month of March. Yes, thank you. I understand. But you know what I'm getting at. What unofficial day is it today? What holidays? What if you Google what is today, what will you get besides just March 15th? Did I say 14th a moment ago? Yeah, man, yeah, I'm losing it. Need another shot of espresso here on 98Q Country. That's what happens when you have 2 days of all gray all day, as we covered for Joel this morning on the morning show. Well, the 15th of March marks the Ides of March, or the Ide, perhaps is fair to say. It comes from the Latin Idus, or Idus, meaning the middle of the month, the way the ancient Roman calendar worked. That translates to the 15th of March, May, July, and October, and the 13th. Of the remaining months. It also included the 7 days leading up to that middle day, whether it was the 13th or the 15th, depending on the month. And what makes the Ides worth being aware of. Why beware the Ides? What were the Ides of March? What was the middle of the month significant for? Debt collection. That's right. Back when every debtor had a pretty significant chance of landing themselves in prison, the fact that there was a week out of every month dead center of each of them dedicated to collecting, settling, reconciling, and accounting for all debts. Yeah, beware the Ides of March. I don't know if March in particular was a nasty month. Maybe that's when the, you know, I mean, for us, we do our taxes, our national taxes in April, our federal income tax. Maybe there was some Roman equivalent that was levied in March that was accounted for. But yeah, I think it's fair to say, beware the middle week of March, the Ides of March. It's also Buzzards Day. Before we get too far into this day in history, we'll save that for the next break after the coming three in a row on 98Q Country. Today is Buzzards Day. Somewhat unique amongst birds of prey are the ones that don't actually kill their prey, and so the scavengers get their own special day. Happy Buzzards Day. It's also Peanut Lovers Day. I thought it was Peanut Butter Lovers, and I thought, boy, okay, so it's like everybody's day almost, but no, it's Peanut Lovers Day. And that's not me. I've never been one to eat many peanuts in the shell. If you take me to a restaurant where you can just throw them on the floor, fine, whatever. I'm going to be thinking about it as I walk in and as I walk out. And for the rest of the time, I'm just going to hope that the table was wiped between us and the last people who were there. It's also Preschool Teacher Appreciation Day, my personal pick for the most worthy of the unofficial holidays. And last but not least, it's National Voiceover Day, a day for special love and recognition for those people in your life who only are there in terms of their voice. If there's somebody who's in your life in some bizarre way, whether it's the voice of a character on a TV show, or the narrator on a YouTube channel, or your local afternoon drive radio host, perhaps that voiceover person deserves some extra love and attention on today, March 15th. It's me. Buy me coffee. It's a beautiful day to buy gray coffee. This, of course, also applies to our Saturday guy, Austin Brume, our morning guy, Joel Karnick, and what the heck, our station manager, Darla, and our traffic director, Brianna, at the front desk. So bring a whole bunch of coffee. Help us celebrate Voiceover Day here on 98Q Country, 98Q Country Studios. When I found that one in the list, obviously I thought, yeah, we're going to have to talk about that one. But it specifically said, did you know voiceover acting is more difficult than stage acting? And I thought, boy, my knees aren't shaking in the studio here as I'm doing this voiceover work for 98Q Country, but they certainly were back in the day when I was doing stage plays in high school. So I might have a bone to pick with whoever wrote that this is harder than that. I think a good discussion could be had, but to say one is just objectively more difficult, ooh boy, I don't think we have enough time in the day to figure out the answer to that question or whether that has an answer. What I can answer for you is whether more country music is coming on 98Q Country, and it is. John Party's up next with Last Night Lonely as we have finished up the unofficial holiday set for today, the 15th of March. Join us on Monday for the March 18th edition. After John Party, we'll have Kenny Chesney and Parker McCollum to make it a set of three.
The Phillips Area Sport Home and Craft Show is March 23rd and 24th at the Phillips High School. Hi, this is Scott, show director. Be sure to register for the grand prize, which is a half-day fishing trip with John Carlson of Ross's Sport Shop in Phillips. There's lots of other giveaways, too. See the big displays from Medford Chrysler Center, Restore You, J&A Services, and Northwood Service Center. You can see the full lineup on our poster on our Facebook page.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor.
At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Brand new country. I woke up on a wrong side. Truck bed this morning with a bone drop. I love Jack.
We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station.
98Q Country.
From a stranger in a bar, the last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last.
Classics. Your country. 98Q Country.
Much hotter.
perfect timing. Now don't want me on mama's front step. Man, I'm gonna die if she really says yes. I wanna know how forever feels. When I've been around the block a time or two.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Parker McCollum finishing off a three in a row. We started here on 98Q Country with John Party and Last Night Lonely. Then a moment ago, continued it with Kenny Chesney's How Forever Feels here on 98Q, 98.3 FM, WCQM. Let's take a look at this day in history. We almost got a little too far into this, the unofficial holidays. Explaining the Ides of March almost became a pretty large history lesson. So we'll keep it a little more brief today, partially because I almost got into too much history before this last three in a row, and partially because I'm going to break from form a little bit. Generally, the unofficial holidays, you know, there's like a lot of independence days for countries out there that I kind of skip past, not because they don't deserve recognition, but because I want to keep it a little less serious. I'm going to break from form a little bit today because most of the This Day in History news was a little bit more of the depressing form. This battle ended, this treaty was signed, all of that kind of stuff. And so I had to pick from those, but I found one that really stood out. So bear with me. Keep your ears and your radio tuned here to 98Q Country when we talk about George Washington putting an end to the Newburgh conspiracy. I was looking through this news story and I was just struck by the passion and the thought that George Washington and the men like him put into their presidency. Were they perfect men? Certainly not. But there was certainly, too, a level of effort behind their actions and their motivations that, frankly, I just find lacking. Regardless of what political stance you may fall, it's tough to believe that anybody up there on a podium today wearing the blue suit feels the way about the country that George Washington feels. What am I talking about? Well, in 1783, there was what was called the Newburgh conspiracy. It was the plan to host and attend an unregulated, unplanned meeting of army officers. These army officers were There were whispers of revolt in the early 1780s. The young country hadn't really figured it all out yet, and so there were a few growing pains, and some officers who should have been reimbursed, perhaps already reimbursed at the time, for their food and their clothing expenses had not been. And it had stretched out, and these army officers had riled each other up enough that they had anonymously agreed to meet to discuss what action they would take for remunerations for these debts. Congress had agreed to pay them, had proclaimed that they would, and in the eyes of these army officers, they had failed. Congress had failed to pay these men the money that they should have been reimbursed. And so while the meeting never happened, the plan to meet found its way to the desk of George Washington. George Washington discovered that a large number, a significant number, it was not a small portion of his officers were planning to meet to discuss what action to take. This was an unofficial meeting. I mean, and to those of you who don't have military experience, like myself, I have none, but it behooves us to understand that simply meeting without cause, like if you are going past your superiors, you're going over their heads, you're not tying them into the fact that you and everybody at your level is going to have a meeting, this is a no-no. This is organization outside of the structure, the command structure. This is improper just from the start, just by planning to meet outside of the official plan. So what did Washington do? He called his own meeting. It occurred on March the 15th of 1783, and Washington gave a speech. And among other things Washington said was this, and this struck me deeply. He said, "Gentlemen, by an anonymous summons, an attempt has been made to convene you together. How inconsistent with the rules of propriety, how unmilitary, and how subversive of all order and discipline." Washington continued after slapping them on the wrist with a promise. Washington pledged, quote, "to exert whatever ability I am possessed of in your favor." And he added, "Let me entreat you, gentlemen, on your part, not to take any measures which, viewed in the calm light of reason, will lessen the dignity and sully the glory you have hitherto maintained. Let me request you to rely on the plighted faith of your country and place a full confidence in the purity of the intentions of Congress." Now, what Washington was asking that group of army officers to do was, by today's standards, nearly impossible. He was asking them to trust that their leadership had only their best interest at heart, and he used his own credibility as a wager against it. He basically stood in front of them and said, "Hey, I'm George Washington. I tell you that you will be made whole. Are you going to call into question my dignity, authority, and experience?" When he finished, he removed another letter from his breast pocket that he had received from a member of the Continental Congress. He was going to continue, but he had some troubles. He hesitated for a moment as he looked down, and fumbled to retrieve a pair of spectacles. Before reading the letter, Washington, in an almost apologetic tone, said, "Gentlemen, you must pardon me. I have grown old in the service of my country and now find that I am growing blind." This, of course, was too much for most of the men in attendance. They realized that somebody who had tried harder than any of them ever could for the service of their country was still continuing to do so and begging them to do the same. It was a man giving his all in front of men who realized they had yet to give their all, and that was what they had promised to do. George Washington served the country in a way that, boy, I hope we'll ever see somebody do.